Welcome to Next Scene at Slane podcast. My name is Peter Jones. I'm the pastor of Christ Church of Morgantown in Morgantown, West Virginia. And I've been doing a series on parenting. I wanted to have a couple more to do on this and then on this topic. And the next one is the one I want to talk about today is spanking. We live in an age where child abuse is rampant. We live in an age where that hates authority, and as I said previously, does not know how to exercise authority in the life, in the people, to the people around them, whether you're an employer, or whether you're a father or a mother. Not only do we not know how to listen to authority, we don't know how to wield authority either. And therefore, there have been a lot of cases of child abuse over the last several years, some of those in Christian circles. And therefore, as Christians, we want to approach this carefully and cautiously with the right amount of wisdom and understanding, but also with our eyes to the scriptures and what the scriptures have to teach. The scriptures are pretty plain on this point. The rod, a physical implement, is expected to be used on children and is commanded to be used on children. And this comes in mainly in the book of Proverbs, not surprisingly, one of the main books about disciplining children and raising children and helping them to grow to be sons and daughters of God who love God. And here's just a couple. I mean, I could list a lot, but let's just do a few here. Let me give you the references, and then you can look these up later if you want to. All these are from Proverbs. Proverbs 10:13, 13:24, 14:3, 22:8, 22:15, 23:13 and 14, and 26:3 and 29:15. And all of those mention the rod. Okay, so let's just do 23:13. Says, do not withhold discipline from a child. If you strike him with a rod, he will not die. Okay, and then just the next verse, verse 14. If you strike him with the rod, you will save his soul from Sheol. And all these other ones mention the rod as well. The rod's been used throughout the history of God's people and even outside of God's people. It's been used. The Egyptians, I believe, had a proverb said that a boy's ears on his rear end. In other words, the way you get a boy to listen is by smacking him on his rear end. So spanking is a necessary part of discipline. Now, it's not the whole. And if it becomes the whole, there's a problem. It is not something that you use forever and ever. Although I do find it interesting that on ships, when there had to be a clear line of authority and where mutiny was really not acceptable due to the nature of being out on the sea and things like that, that they would often flog people. We find flogging and things like that really horrendous today. We don't like the idea of whippings and beatings and those sort of things. But the truth is, we're not really doing much to change our society as far as the types of punishments and discipline that we implement in our society does not have the effect of stopping people from doing the things they're supposed to be doing or they're not supposed to be doing. So I'm not sure. I'm not encouraging bringing back caning or flogging or anything of that sort, but I am saying we should probably think about our methods a bit and ask whether throwing a guy in prison for 6 months is really the most effective way for him to learn his lesson. Okay, and then, of course, God disciplines us in Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12, the Lord disciplines us, and this is part of what he does. And the word there does mean to whip. So it has this strong connotation there in Hebrews 12. And so, yes, discipline with something physical is necessary, especially in the life of a child. The goal of any discipline, though, is to restore the relationship with the child. The goal is not to humiliate the child. The goal is not even to control the child. The goal is for the sake of the child. The child has a broken relationship with you or a broken relationship with God, and they are doing something they shouldn't be doing, and that's why the relationship is broken. And your goal is to restore that relationship. That is the goal. Okay. So here's just a few things. I wrote down a few points here about spanking, and I just want to bring these to your attention. Okay. Excuse me. The rod should be used when words do not work. Okay. You always say first, okay, son, don't touch that. Okay. No, I don't want you to play that right now. Or yes, I want you to come to dinner. So the goal, you always say first and then follow up with the rod. The goal is to get them to listen to your words, okay? That is the goal. The goal is not just to spank or not just to get them to do something. The goal is to get them to hear you, okay? So speak first. Now, obviously, if you keep saying the same thing, you know, every time the child comes in the living room, he touches that that glass vase there that you don't want him touching, and you discipline him, you say no, and he does it, and you discipline him, and then he goes out and comes back an hour later and does it again, then you might not have much words at that point, okay? But you want them to listen to your words. That is the goal, okay? Second, excuse me again, as a general rule, a rod that is some implement should be used, not your hand, okay? The hand is really ineffective as a tool of discipline, especially as your kid gets a little bit older, 1 to 2, starts getting past that range. When they're younger, you can do different methods. And I'm not going to lay down a strict rule here, never use your hand. But I am going to say, usually you want to find some tool. And there's things out there, you know, you can use branches like grandma and grandpa used to do. You can use paint stirrers. There's different things you can use to discipline the child. It needs to be painful. It needs to hurt. That is the point. The discipline needs to hurt. And often your hand has a tendency to push instead of snap. And actually spanking with your hand can do more damage to the child than using some sort of a wooden spoon or something like that. Okay, and it's not barbaric. It's not barbaric. And I think a lot of Christians say to themselves, oh, using a rod's barbaric. Well, that's only because we believe ourselves more wise than God. God is clear. A rod is to be used. It doesn't need to be used all the time. It's not your only method. We'll talk about that in a minute. But it is to be used. It's not barbaric. What's barbaric is letting your child grow up to do whatever he or she wants to without any restraint. That's what's barbaric. Okay, so second, use a rod. Third, in our culture, I would recommend against physical force in public. Don't spank them in public. No telling what'll happen with that unless you absolutely have to, or it's just, I mean, usually there's a way around it. There's other methods of discipline that may be more appropriate in a public situation. And kids tend to test in public. So don't be surprised if they're behaving themselves at home, and then you trot off to the grocery store and all of a sudden they're throwing a fit. Okay. They tend to behave themselves at home because they know you can spank them, and out in public they're testing you. So don't be surprised by that. And for those of you who see parents with kids who are misbehaving in the store, don't assume they're bad parents. The kid might just be testing them in the store. In our culture, it's very difficult to know how to handle that. But I would highly encourage not to discipline in public situations just because you want to avoid people calling and reporting you, which they will. They will, and they have done that in the past, okay? Fourth, your discipline should not leave long-term marks, okay? There should not be bruises. There should be nothing. There might be a little welt for a little while, but that should disappear and go away. And so just be careful with that. And part of this goes back to making sure you're not disciplining in anger. Your discipline needs to be measured, careful, and judicious. And as parents, we all fail at this from time to time. So don't get discouraged if that's the case, but learn to be careful, measured, and judicious. Susie, you touched that vase when I told you not to, and the Bible says children obey your parents, and so I'm going to have to give you 3 swats because you did not obey me there. And again, part of the biblical idea here is proportionality. You want to make sure you're disciplining in proportion to what they did. Okay, if it's a huge deal, lying, rebellion against mom and dad, hitting somebody, those things need to be dealt with at a higher level than something that's a lesser sin. Okay. Fifth, and I kind of already mentioned this, but don't spank in anger. If you're out of control, do not discipline your children. You will do more harm than good. Either have your spouse discipline them, which is perfectly fine if you're out of control, or if you've lost your temper, but don't do it yourself. It will only result in a greater breach of fellowship. And I personally have done that way too many times. And it has had negative effects in the life of my children. So I'd really encourage you, do not discipline out of anger. Sixth, spanking isn't the only form of discipline. Right? Now, especially when they're young, it's one of the primary ones. You can't talk to them. You can't reason with them. So you have to kind of find a way to get their attention. But, you know, removing privileges, God removed privileges from us. It is perfectly fine as a parent to remove privileges. You don't want to get in the habit of bribing, though. Okay, well, Johnny, if you obey, I'll give you a cookie. No, you don't want to do that. Okay, but you can remove privileges, like especially as the kids get older. Well, you know, son, you do not get your homework done on time. Therefore, your time to play games on the computer is lost. You can't do that today. Okay, so God removes privileges. God does has lots of different ways of disciplining us, of sort of laying the rod on us. And as your kids get older, don't be afraid to do that. But when they're little and even as they get into their, you know, junior high years, you know, 9, 10, 11, that age, do not be afraid to spank them. Kids listen to physical pain. They generally listen to physical pain. Okay. Seventh, study your child to learn what works well with that child. Each child has a different temperament. What does your child respond to. There are children I have that I feel like I could spank them for a month and they would weep and cry and say they're sorry and go back and do the same thing in 5 minutes. And then there's children I just look at them sideways and they're crying in a puddle on the floor and they swear they'll never do it again and they don't. So you need to learn what works with your child. The goal is to get your child to respond to your words. Okay, that is the goal. The goal is not to spank. That's not your aim. Oh, well, let me look for every opportunity I can to spank a child. The goal is to get them to hear your words. Okay, you're kind of setting yourself up as an authority in their life. Throughout their life, they've got to learn to hear the words of other authorities. So you want them to respond to your words. Okay. And, of course, I'm talking here mainly about younger kids. Once they get into high school, there's more flexibility, obviously, with as far as, like, them discussing things. Hey, Mom and Dad, I know you want me to go mow the grass right now, but I was thinking maybe I could do this and mow the grass later. Okay, you don't require the same thing from a 16-year-old as you do from a 3-year-old, okay? A 16-year-old is becoming a man, and he should have the freedom, or a woman, and they should have the freedom necessary to say, well, hey, what about this, or hey, what about that, without being disrespectful. That's really a different podcast, okay? So what I'm talking about now is really younger kids, okay? Think about 8 and under, that sort of age range, all right? So what works well for that child? Does that child respond well to spankings? If they do not respond well to spankings, you have to find another way to supplement the spankings. Now, spankings are probably still have to happen, but you'll have to find another way. The main thing is they need to obey because they need to hear your voice. They need to listen to what you have to say. Okay. Eighth, remember your child's frame. Remember your child's frame. If you brought them home at 2 o'clock in the morning from a party and they were sleeping in the car, don't be too hard on them, you know. If they've been sick and they're tired and, you know, understand this context is what I'm saying here. I've talked about this in previous podcasts. Understand the context, okay? Don't make excuses for your child if they don't need it. But if it's been a really difficult situation or you've been really, really harsh as a parent, not very kind, or there's been things going on, evaluate that and wisdom says, okay, I probably don't need to drop the hammer on the child tonight. I'm the one that set them up for failure. I'm the one that caused the problem, okay? So ask yourself if that's the case, and if that's the context, then don't be so hard on them. Don't be so hard on them. And ninth, and finally, learn to repent of your own sins to your children, okay? One of the things our children need to see in our lives as we grow is that God lays his rod on us as well. It is not just us spanking our children. It is God disciplining us and training us, okay? There are a lot of proud parents out there who will not repent of their sins to their children. I mean sins they've committed against their children, okay? I mean, like, if you yell at your child, or if you set them up for failure, or if you were too hard on them, or you disregarded them, whatever the case may be, or you broke a promise, you need to tell your children you're sorry. Your children need to know that you are someone who's under authority just like they are. And I think a lot of the discipline in our lives, okay, fails as Christian parents, because we do not see ourselves as under authority, all right? Now, excuse me, again, one of the problems here could be that we could run in with this is that, okay, we're all sinners here, we're all in the same boat, and therefore we're tempted not to discipline our children. Well, that's a false idea. You're a sinner, your child's a sinner. God disciplines you. God put you in their life to discipline them. And of course, discipline here means mainly spanking. It's a broader term than that. And in future podcasts, I'll talk about probably what I would call more active discipline. But this is sort of reactive discipline. What do you do when your child's wrong? What do you do when your child's doing things wrong? So you have authority in your life, but your child has an authority in their life, and that is you. And then your authority is your session, maybe, but especially God's word and the way God works in your life. So learn to repent to your children. Learn to tell them, son, I am sorry I yelled at you. Please forgive me for that. That is wrong, and I'm sitting underneath God's word just like you are, and I should not have done that, okay? So spanking is necessary. Spanking is part of the Christian upbringing. It should not be all the time, every day. If that's going on, there's an issue. You may want to talk to somebody about that, but it should definitely be there. It should be, the child should understand there's a threat sitting there, and that if they do not hear your words, you are going to discipline them in this manner, especially when they're younger. If that is not there, I think your ability to raise your children in discipline and instruction of the Lord is going to be hampered severely. This is the way that God made the world work, okay? All right, well, this one's already stretched on longer than I would have liked. You're welcome. If you have questions about this, put them on my put them on the blog there. I'll put them in the comments section about spanking. I listed 8 things. I'll list those on the podcast above the podcast as well. Well, thanks for joining me. Again, my name is Peter Jones. If you want to read more of my stuff or listen to more of the podcast, you can go to singingandslaying.com. I'm also on iTunes at the Singing and Slaying podcast, and you can find me on Facebook as well. Thanks, and have a great day.